are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, my darlings. How are you today? Hope you're amazing. So today we're going to talk about the 24-hour rules. And I say rules because there's a lot to this 24-hour rule thing. And I'm excited for us to get in there on this topic because I'm going to take this topic a few ways. Anyway, I wanted to share, before I go deep into the topic, I wanted to share an experience I had this week. And you know, it may sound a bit woo-woo, kind of mystical, what I'm going to share. But it was a great experience, a really great moment in time for me. I was really exhausted on the weekend, and I was coming back from my grocery shopping run. And I was at the stoplight, and I was listening to the song, "The Dog Days Are Over." That song transported me back to my running days. And I don't know if you've heard me talk about when I was prepping for my half marathon. And I used to listen to this song. Specifically, I love the part in there that says, "Run for your sisters, run for your brothers." And I think she also sings, "Run for your mothers and your fathers." I was running at that time for my sister and my mom and my dad when I ran my half marathon a few years ago. And it just felt so right to run for them when I did the run. And as I was waiting for the light to turn to get on to the overpass and the freeway, I felt beat down. I felt exhausted. And in that moment, as unusual as it sounds, you know, I have to say, before I get there, I have to say that people have told me that I'm somewhat of a clairvoyant, and I don't know about that, but as I was sitting there, I just had this sense of peace and love for a fleeting second, and I felt like I was being cared for. It was almost like my sister was there, my sister Angel, Angelina. I was so overcome by a sense that she was there, and I felt almost like she was caressing me. It was the weirdest thing. And yet, it was so beautiful at the same time. You know, these things happen to me, and I don't talk about it much, but this was pretty amazing this week. So I wanted to share it with you. It wasn't creepy. It wasn't scary. It was really just felt loving. And I felt like someone was loving me. And I felt like it was my sister telling me, "It's going to be all right, Fee." And I think I was thinking that because, you know, I always take care of myself. I always give myself space. I stop working at a certain time of the day and every day, and I take my breaks, even though I do work a lot, work, work, work. And I've been working a lot, and I felt a lot of stress these last few days. And I was joking with my mafia, my nuclear family, my kids, and my husband, and I was texting my mafia and also my sisters when I got home that I think I want to retire from retiring. So I think I was thinking all of this and feeling stressed. And in that moment in the car, I was beat. And I truly sensed my angel with me. I felt that I was touched by an angel in that moment. Anyway, it really made the rest of my week magical. I hope you get touched by an angel. It felt really good. So on to the topic this week. I want to talk about the other rule of rules that has really helped me reach my weight loss goals and maintain my beautiful relationships and quality of life. And you know, last week I spoke to the 90-second rule, and today I want us to explore this remarkable 24-hour rule, its profound impact on our journey towards losing the weight, losing what's weighing us down. And I want to share with you four distinct ways that this rule transforms decision-making, problem-solving, and ultimately our path to success in our project weight loss. The first of these four is really big to me. You know, drawing from my experience in project management, I've learned firsthand the power of the 24-hour rule. And so I want to start with the area I think that's most important, with that area. And to me, this rule helps us with decision-making and problem-solving in two ways. One way is that we plan ahead and decide ahead of time what we will eat tomorrow. This 24-hour planning ahead of time makes it so easy to stay on plan when the decision has already been made of what we're going to eat. Or at the minimum, it makes it a lot easier and kind of sets willpower aside to some extent. So I write what I plan to eat the next day and I stick to it. And so the second part of this rule is when I'm in the moment and I want to make a decision to go off plan. And you see, on the surface, this seems so innocent, so small of a change, but it's huge. And so this 24-hour rule serves us on both ends. It tells us that the valuable commitment we made to stay on plan means we stay on plan. And if we want to change this amazing commitment, well, it can't be changed for 24 hours. So, for example, I have my plan to eat a protein, a fat, and huge salad. But my best friend calls me and says, guess what? I'm at the French bakery and I'm having my Joe eat. Do you want anything? I'm getting a macaroon and a biscotti. And my brain, beautiful brain, immediately wants to say, yes, get me a chocolate coconut macaroon. Then I say, wait a minute, to my brain. And I say, no, thank you, to my lovely friend. But you see, I have another option. I can't say yes to my friend and put it on my plan for 24 hours from now. So my rule is I plan for tomorrow what I will eat. And when tomorrow comes, I don't change it unless my food is spoiled, of course. But generally, I don't change it. I decide for tomorrow. And this is so important because it's so freeing. Such a game changer. And I'm not saying, no, I can't have it. I'm saying I decide, I choose to not have it today. Not today. And so going off my plan is a huge decision for me because I know the cost of doing this and I don't want to go there. I don't want to go off plan. Then what happens tomorrow, I eat my healthy food and I have the joy eat if I want it, right? So I can plan it for tomorrow. But the majority of the times I don't have it because I don't want to go off plan. And then on my actual joy eat, I eat what I have chosen the day before to eat, one thing. And the funny thing is I usually eat half. Many times I'll eat half. And I can't tell you how many times I've thrown out half of a pastry, half of an order of sweet potato fries, etc. It's not a thing for me that much anymore. It really is not a thing, usually because of this rule. And what it does, what this 24-hour rule does is that it helps us create these pathways in our mind where we are deciding in our best interest. You know, it's so funny. The first time I was introduced to this rule was when I was about 20. I was an encyclopedia salesperson, if you can believe that. It was a lot of fun. People would send in cards that they were interested in buying a set of encyclopedias. And so they made an appointment with me and I would go to their home and do the spiel, right? I would tell them all the benefits. And well, for me, it was really easy to try to sell them on these encyclopedias because I am a factoid lover, right? I love all the information and I love to read. Especially back then. So selling books to me was a no-brainer, right? Especially if you had little children. So I went to sell to this young couple and it was a beautiful neighborhood in the Mission San Jose area. And the couple was lovely too. But they said, we're really interested, but we will have to sleep on it. We don't make big decisions on the spur of the moment. We need to give it 24 hours. And I thought, wow, this was not a sale, but I really thought they would buy it. When I was sitting there talking to them and I saw their little guy and I thought, man, they're going to buy, but they didn't. And so I said, well, nope, that's okay. So I left and I didn't think anything of it until the next afternoon when they called me and they told me that they made the decision to buy and they thought it was a good investment for them. And so this was my introduction to the 24-hour rule. I thought it's a no for today, but could be a yes for tomorrow. You see, this underscores the importance of allowing for thoughtful consideration before committing to a major change in your choice. And for my Project Weight Loss, a major choice for me, and I'm going to take it seriously and not go off plan, especially for those 24 hours, not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. So on to the second distinct way this 24-hour rule can help us in our project management and in our lives. Now, I talked about Project Weight Loss specifically, but I want to talk about our lives, our work lives specifically. You know, I came across this when I was working on projects, and it's a rule that says you troubleshoot what you can, but you look to the team when you can't figure it out or you need help. It's that call a friend lifeline. And this is really huge also for our project weight loss too. And for me, as I was feeling so tired, I felt like I was summoning my angel and she came. And you know, it doesn't have to be woo-woo. Although it was amazing, it can be as simple as picking up the phone and calling a friend, calling a daughter, calling a son or a mom, if you have one alive, if you're lucky. Or in this case, in projects, a colleague. You see, my example is from the Harvard Business Review, and they were looking at the wisdom of the CEO of Ford Motor Company a few years back, Alan Mulally, who said, "You can't manage a secret." Meaning, when there's an issue that really needs attention, well, you work on it for 24 hours and then you move to escalate it after that. Why? Because the collective intellect of the team usually can fast forward, expedite solutions, and it can really help maintain our project timelines and our project weight loss timelines. So there's another maestro who I want to introduce, and that is Benny Fowler, who wrote this article, and I'm going to go ahead and put it in the show notes. He was the VP from Ford, and he said, you have 24 hours to vet the issue and then bring it into the meeting for help. And this is such great stuff to know about, right? So for our project weight loss, when our friend calls us for the joy eat that is not on our plan for today, and we're struggling because now our mind wants the thing or the drink, then we can call our son or call our daughter, etc. And they help us get through it. Or if it's at work, our team can help us move through it in our work life for our work projects. So this rule is pretty dynamic. And you see, this rule deals with our emotional intelligence. And here I want to draw a parallel to President Harry Truman's practice of withholding angry letters for 24 hours. And this is really fantastic because this maestro teaches us to acknowledge the value of emotional regulation. So today, if I were to apply this rule to our modern communication, it can really serve us. And I have to say, it really has served me a lot, especially in emails that I want to shoot off. I don't always use the rule, full disclosure, but I work really hard to use it. And so by allowing for a cooling off period before hitting send on that button, right, sitting send, you see, what happens is it really exemplifies the potential of this 24-hour rule in mitigating coming into this impulsive reactions and saying, okay, there's a buffer here. And so I really love this rule when it comes to emotional intelligence, because it really helps us to have that cooling off period before going off the deep end. Now, the other way this rule is amazing is in our ability to retain information. And knowing this rule helps us also when working on projects or making decisions, and in essence, saving time. Here's where I want to bring in some research. You know, I read this research in an open source article in Baylor's college site, and I'm going to post it in the show notes as well for you. And so it's from the work of German psychologist Hermann Ebbinghaus. And he explored the phenomenon of memory waning. So Ebbinghaus created what is called a forgetting curve. And that forgetting curve illustrates that without reinforcement, we lose up to 70% of newly acquired information within 24 hours. Can you believe that? 70%. So by leveraging the 24-hour rule to revisit and reinforce key concepts, we optimize retention and learning outcomes. And so this rule, I tell you, it's so versatile. It's really a game changer in so many ways. But for me, it's been a game changer for my project weight loss and for us on our food plan. With the application of the 24-hour rule in meal planning, it's a game changer. By mapping out and really going in proactively and mapping out our dietary choices 24 hours in advance, we cultivate mindfulness, and in essence, we empower ourselves to resist the impulsive temptations. Now, one last research piece, because you probably heard about this one, but I really like this one. It's the marshmallow experiment led by psychologist Walter Mischel. So in the 70s, researchers at Stanford offered children a choice between one small but immediate reward or two small rewards if they waited for a period of time. So initially it was marshmallows, but then later they added other treats, but they called it the marshmallow experiment because it was marshmallows. Now you can imagine the struggle. to hold the line or to eat it. Well, I'm not sure I would do it, right? But the children tried different techniques. They were great. They tried different ways to not eat it. They would like fidget. They would sing a song. Some of them, I think one of them fell asleep. But in any case, some of them did little tricks to not eat the thing. And of course, some of them gave in. But here's the interesting part. Then these researchers followed each child for more than 40 years. And over again, the group of children who waited patiently for the second marshmallow succeeded in whatever capacity they were measuring. This is huge. In other words, this series of experiments proved that the ability to delay gratification was critical for success in life. Think of that. That delayed gratification, that sticking to the 24-hour rule of your Project Weight Loss food protocol, who knew that it correlates with long-term success? So living our best lives and achieving our goals, a stretch, right? No, not a stretch. I really don't think this is a stretch. I think that this rule is so amazing in more ways than one, and it can really help us achieve our goals in the long run. It can help us achieve our goals pretty much for anything we do, right? So if we hold the line and we say, you know, I said I was going to do this on my calendar and I'm going to do it, and then you go and you take action and you do it, what's that outcome for tomorrow? So much productivity and so much success for you is waiting for you with this rule. And yet, as we conclude this episode, I want us to consider that perfection, it can be elusive, even in the application of this 24-hour rule, right? But true to the 24-hour rule, I offer, take the opportunity to reflect, readjust, and forge ahead with renewed determination, right? Decide ahead, problem solve for 24 hours, then make the call. And when you're red in the face, like I get sometimes, right? Because I want to control everything all the time, right? Cool off with the 24-hour rule. And before you forget this episode tomorrow, when you catch a moment, rethink it and rewrite what you think and what you will do tomorrow. Write it down. And with that, I will leave you with the quote of the week. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today, by Malcolm X. Share the episode within 24 hours. And I truly hope you get touched by an angel this week. I love you.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.